Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Are you modifying the Jon Snow outfit to be Jon Snow?
No,
all,
I'm. It's my olive skin. It makes it Jon Snow right away.
Oh, that's it.
Because
yeah, it's not like you're gonna wear the whole Jon Snow Game of Thrones outfit with like a sombrero.
No. I wouldn't.
But now,
I wouldn't be tasteless.
Now I'm laughing.
That
you
makes
know what?
It for you?
Mickey, how'd you like that World Series last night, my friend?
Still celebrating, Mike. I have a little connection to the team. I feel like I'm part of this. 2 years ago, I made sweet love to Juan Soto's aunt, Juanita Soto.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Going to play this one for our Nationals fans from a Boston guy. This is for all you Washington Nationals guys out there. This is what we used to play when the Red Sox won. They don't win anymore, but congratulations to the Nationals. So I just figured this song would get me in the spirit of celebrating the big World Series championship.
We did it. We did it.
You won the fight.
Finish the
fight. You stayed in the fight.
Yes.
The fight. Fight, fight, fight.
Fight, fight.
Washington Nationals.
Fight.
Max Scherzer, Juan Soto. All the great players on that team. All the guys who got it done. What an incredible evening of baseball. Great for baseball, too. All right, turn that off. Great for baseball.
Am I dating myself? Do the Red Sox still play Dirty Water by the Standells, or is that not a thing anymore?
No, I think they do. I'm not sure. I've been up there in a long time, so I'm not sure exactly what they do. But for baseball fans across the country, spectacular, spectacular,
yeah.
Spectacular.
Fun.
I even found it in my heart, although I'm not a Washington Nationals diehard, to give them a zang based on how happy the city of Washington was.
Fantastic.
Now, we'll talk more about the game. Oscar's resplendent.
Beautiful.
In his wonderful fight T-shirt, sweatshirt there, and he's got the hat.
I'm wearing it,
and it also always tells me that the camera color is just a tad off.
Well, what does it look like?
It's orange. It's bright orange. I'm looking at bright orange down here. What's that
on your camera?
Well, no, on my camera. Probably not the camera that.
Well, it could be orange. If that's orange, color correct, please.
It looks red in a little minute.
Here it is. Don't worry.
Who knows?
Okay, so I'm watching the game. I said the series was one of the all-time greats. There's so many championships that are a yawn and they don't bring it. And really, really, really exciting game last night. Here's the deal. I don't know what it is about me.
Oh, no.
That brings out dickishness in people. I'm not really, really sure, okay? Now, I've had a moment or two with this guy in the past. All right.
Oh, an exchange.
A particular guy?
We're talking about our buddy Ranique out in out in Vegas, Nick. Right? So I'm watching the game.
Yeah.
And and I give him a little zang, and then that's it. And then I get this post from him.
Oh.
And I'm not sure where this comes from,
take
but
it.
I throw it out to you guys just for analysis, because you know what? I'm petty. I get my feelings hurt, easily.
Especially in the wee small ones of the morning, Mike.
Well,
you're sensitive when you're tired.
So right after the big win, and I give him a little zang, and I'm getting ready to pack it in. I love reading the posts about people with their stories. He writes, "Where is Mike O'Mara and his long paragraph about how the Nats and the fans deserve this win? LMAO. Hi, Mike. LMAO. Ah, ha, ha, ha." Now, is this a guy that is he's given me crap before a little bit, but this one I'm trying to, and by the way, he gets likes from all my supporters out there. Rob's dad, Jim Sandville, who got a facial from my wife.
Yes.
Who knows what their motivations are? Don't try to analyze that.
I would
block him. Sometimes
just
I throw a like up there for somebody that
Ronnie,
I pretend
here.
I like. But anyway, so what it is really I'm just kind of interested on where it comes from. Now, I thought for a second, could it have come from a post that I did after the Capitals won the championship? I have gotten on and talked about long-suffering fans for a long time. I don't put the Nationals in that category simply because the team hasn't been around.
It's a young team, yeah.
You know, they were here, they were gone, they were the Expos, mm-hmm. they came back. It was a big deal when they came back. But we've joked about it on the show that there are, you know, fair weather friends,
right.
you know, fans that jump on the bandwagon. I love baseball. I enjoyed the competition, and I gave them a zang like I did for the Capitals. But I wonder, people get
weird.
Where does
that stem from?
People get weird sometimes when there's joy to be had for others. And if you can't watch those guys celebrating, I'm not taking anything away from the Astros, but when I watch those guys.
Wow. Yeah, I know.
You can look at them and
say. Oh, my God.
You know, I know it's a sports cliche when you talk about they wanted it more.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. They were out of their mind. Mm-hmm. Max Scherzer was practically in, you know, a blubbering mess.
Right.
And it was fun to watch them become little kids because it means so much. And I love that. Okay. I don't know why I got that.
I'll let you know. There's a couple. And again, I had the same thing happen with me. Like some guy wrote something snarky, and I was
like, "It's snark. It's like the moment. It's, you know, it's an unhappy person.
This is where I am in life when I see those now. And I used to not care. Now I do. Now I say, you know, no, I don't need you in my life. I gotta block you.
Yeah.
I gotta block you. And I don't think Rodney is like this. But if you're looking at the root of what you saw, it's attention.
Look is that
at
what
me,
it is?
Look at me. I'm going to get into your feed, and I want attention.
That's valid.
It was his feed. In fairness to him, he posted it. I saw it. So
he posted it on the fan club?
No, he didn't post it on the fan club. Posted it on his own feed, but he knows I don't know if he knows I get it or not. But I'm sitting there going, you know. It's weird to read.
It's attention. If it's his own post, it's even worse.
Did he tag you in it? Is Mike O'Mara highlighted?
I have no idea.
And I know Ronnie. Super nice guy.
But he does like to.
Who doesn't like attention? The guy likes attention.
Mark Levy writes, he's furiously typing. What? If I wrote that they deserve, that the fans deserved it, what is that? I'm just trying to. I don't mind my balls getting busted.
Right.
I don't like it when my balls get busted in a snarky way. That where people are trying to crawl inside of me and tell me what I'm doing.
Because otherwise it seems to lack motivation other than what Oscar hypothesizes, which is he just wants attention.
Chris Hartsfield writes, well, he gave a zang. That's my way of saying, you know, way to go.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, but Ronique writes, yeah, but the dissertation is coming.
Yeah.
It's like, what did I do to you, dude? What did I do? What did I do to you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just weird. And it stuck. I've had much worse stuff written about me.
Sure.
I have had much more crap said about. That was just like, I was just like, you know, that moment where I'm kind of digging on the other team. By the way, card-carrying member of the Red Sox tribe, you know that.
Yeah. Of course.
Those are the guys
the
I love.
The Communist Party.
Yeah.
What's that?
Nothing. I said, and the Communist Party.
And the Communist Party. I am a known socialist.
Card-carrying. Proud.
Every time I hear card carrying, I think of McCarthyism.
Of course.
Yeah. So anyway, I just, you know, it's just of all the things I'm, and by the way, and another thing I have to correct you when you, because most people didn't when I gave the zang, it was just like, congratulations, Nationals. Don't congratulate me, please, because I'm not a bandwagon fan guy. I like baseball guy and I'm a DC guy. And so it was fun. But what I really got into, because I could go on and on about the fans and who was, you know, who are the people? Who cares? Doesn't matter. It was great for all the people that were celebrating last night. And most importantly, when you see players react like that, that is just so phenomenal for me. You don't see it a lot.
What's worse, your post? And I'm not trying to one up you, but I just saw this at the end of my because I went on Twitter and I
did you get
Instagram.
Did you get crap too?
Well, I'm barely on these platforms because I'm sorry.
You're hardly are, and busy. You play them magnificently.
And I'm
he is a master.
Busy.
Busy. Very busy.
Living my life
busy.
And working.
Mikey's busy.
This guy writes on my Twitter feed, at Oscar Radio. Feel free. I'll post once a month. If the Yankees had beaten the Astros and gone to the World Series, this would have been a different game. The Yankees don't go to the World Series, then lose to a joke team like the Nationals. # Yankees fan.
Just bitter,
classic
childish.
Yankee. Classic Yankees fan.
You know what? These are people that, for whatever reason, You know, when I don't like a particular team, I have to keep it in my pants too, because I want to be that guy that's going to do that. I didn't dislike the Astros. I didn't dislike the Nationals. I loved both these teams. By the way, that's where you got that entertainment. Yeah. With the, you know, this is not the series it was if the Astros don't come back and win three against the Nationals. It was spectacular. But the grit that they displayed was just fantastic. I mean,
shocking.
It's great sport for sport's sake. And you know what? Toddlers, there are a lot of people out there, like you, the guy, the Yankee fan.
Yankees! By the
way, no stretch for me to go off on a Yankee fan.
You certainly struck the match.
Yankee fans, yeah. Patriots fans, some of them
yes.
have a little trouble feeling joy when it's like, I want my team to win every time. If they don't win, I can't feel. No, I'm a diehard Red Sox fan. How do you, and you know what? And this is full disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't getting highs or lows or anything. I was just watching it and digging it. And then at the end, when I saw the guys, and you see what they, you know, that's the fun part. Mm. That's the fun part when I see the ownership, you know, the Lerner family, meh, I'm okay. Rich people, you know, we're all the peasants.
Thank
you,
believe
him. Did you have the thought I had, which is he can finally check off the final box? Well, there's one more. There's one more box.
Are you saying that after that was over, it's just like, well, Bernice, we did it.
Yes.
Take him out, please. Take him out. Feet first.
The owner of your Washington Nationals, Lieutenant Fish.
I just like to say, what a fine. First, let me thank. No, it was fun. And
may I offer something before we close the social media thing? As someone who sometimes puts up something very specific
Mr. Snark.
On Facebook that is directed to maybe two or three people. If you don't understand something, if you don't belong to something, you don't need to post. You don't need to comment. Stay away.
Why it would have been for me to, unless I was observing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, but they don't fall into that. So to make these assumptions about me and then just be like, hey, yeah, okay, did you want to get under my skin? You got under my skin with that.
Yeah. Right.
And the guys that liked it. Sorry to your dad same, about that. But your dad might be pissed because I've been talking about all the horniness lately. That's it.
I don't think he's pissed. I think my dad, if he liked that, he sprinkles likes like a salt shaker sometimes. And he might not have thought about it.
Not paying attention. And by the way, Jim. That other guy,
Jim.
Okay,
yes.
Your deal Jim. With Carla is gone.
Gone!
I'm going to forbid her from giving you ever a facial again. No, I'm not. I won't do that. It's just, you know, come on.
Yeah.
Why me? Take me out of it.
Well, no, it's not. You know, Mike, I think this is the norm now. When something great happens, it doesn't matter.
You have to chop it at the knees.
Like someone's got to take it down, and it's easy for
someone
to.
That's the world now, isn't it?
It's the world.
That's the world now.
It could be sports. It could be, you know, a bill passes, whatever your world or your scope is.
Let me give this to the people that are like that, all right? Your friend, you know, I still don't know where Ronique's post came from, because I really don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Maybe he'll explain it. I don't get it. Because I might have missed the mark. That might be my own sensitivity. I'll own it if it is.
It's breaking balls at the wrong time.
Yeah. It's breaking balls.
With wrong topicality.
But for your Yankee guy out there.
Yes.
Just think for a second for the dads and the moms and the kids that are putting on the Nationals gear and sitting in front of the TV set. And the kids are getting to stay up late.
Yeah.
And moments like that. Like I did with my dad. And just project it on your favorite team or whatever. And then you can stop doing that. But don't, it's just, everybody's got to run their mouth. Whether they're, you know what? It falls into the same category when you're going to do a show for Big O and Dukes. Yeah. Or I'm going to do a show where we're going to do a show out in Las Vegas. And somebody said, love to make it, but unfortunately, Timmy is going, you know.
Yeah. Right.
F you, shut up. No one cares about you.
Right. Not about
so
you.
So sometimes it's ferme la bouche. Sometimes you just, you know, you just don't
leave it in a private message if you got it.
I haven't heard that phrase in a long time. Ferme la bouche. Close the mouth.
The Nationals had the perfect combination of swagger, desperate need to get it done, and great managing.
Yep.
Great managing. And a guy, if you don't think that guy wanted it, I mean, of course they all want it, but boy, the passion. That's why he got thrown out of the game the other night.
Also,
he was
just
out of his mind.
As a young franchise, it validates them. They're a real team now. I mean, this is really cool. Because, you know, they for many years, it's, well, yeah, you know, we got a team. They were the Expos. We got them, and that's okay. But now they are the champions of the world.
I gladly paid $50 for this hat.
I don't know.
For champion.
I don't know.
Is it a snapback or is it a
No, this is a flex fit, Mike.
A flex fit?
Yes.
Yeah,
medium?
A flex fit. Yeah.
I don't know. I picked it right up and threw it on as this works.
Look and check the size on the inside. Yes. Check the size.
No, it's a flex fit, so it goes.
Yeah, would you let Rob turn it
no,
on?
No, he would totally mess it up. He would mess it up. He would break.
If I promise.
No, this flex fit is not made for you.
Do you have bedhead under that?
No.
Do you have bedhead under that? All right.
Rest it on my head.
Look, put it on your head. Thank you.
He's not going to mess. It won't stretch out when it goes.
This is a small to medium.
Yeah.
Finish the fight! Finish the fight! Oh, or how about maybe better like this?
Oh, my God. Oh, sometimes I'd like to have a small to medium head. Because look at the hat. He looks great in it.
He really does. Well, I mean, for him.
He looks good in the hat. It's
and
wonderful.
His shiny sweatshirt with the tags on it.
Yeah. The last thing I'll say about the game, I had complimented Joe Buck up until last night's game. Shot. The F.
Ferme.
Up.
LaBouche.
Oh, my God. What happened? You were doing such a great job. You were channeling your dad, and you were doing it. And then it's like, blah, 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 blah. Non-stop with your statistics. Did you have to, are you getting paid by the pound with your researchers
theory.
They put up there?
I have a theory. Come on. Sometimes when you prepare stuff that you want to read, you want to make sure you get it on.
Right.
And
absolutely.
This was the final game.
What did he miss? God. What did he miss?
There was one particular pop-up along the first base side, and I forgot the name of the guy, the first baseman for the Astros. Sorry about that. And he kind
of... Was it Dennis Eckersley?
He kind of... He screwed it up. I thought he may have gotten it.
Right.
And Joe Buck was in one of his pre-written talking points, and they didn't call the game.
Mm. Yeah, that's a mistake.
And I thought that was a problem. But how bastards. But it was...
Did you get on his Facebook page and say, hey, man,
No. Because that's hard to do. I've been in those broadcast booths. I know how much is going on with those things. But it is a self-discipline issue with a sportscaster. Mm. It is a self-discipline. Look in the dictionary under Vin Scully. You'll see how it's done. You'll see exactly how it's done.
But he was the perfect cocktail because he could effortlessly fill 120 seconds of dead silence.
Yep, and then write something and then have something probably that he wrote.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think so because it was the moment. Some of his comments were, in the moment. I think that overall the telecast was kind of okay. Oh, you know what I didn't mention?
What? Mm-hmm.
Middle innings. We get the thunderstorms from hell down here, and thank you, DirecTV. I'm talking 20 minutes or so.
Wow.
Of no game for me.
Are you following it on the phone or your?
No, I didn't. Wasn't that big? I went over and watched a little Judy Garland documentary. See, I'm a Renaissance man.
Was Joe Buck calling that as well?
No, it's like Sid Luft and Judy Garland.
Oh, so I've heard about that. I've heard it's very good.
It's interesting.
Sid Luft was quite a character.
Okay, so middle innings when he comes back, did you miss like a?
No, I got the I got the second run that they scored that the Astros scored, and then I got to see all the Nationals come back. With Dead-Eyed Rendon, who's just
I love the guy.
Yeah. Oh, he's a free agent.
What is it? $300 million? Someone said.
Let me tell you something. There's just talk about the ice water. I couldn't do it. I love guys that are just like not twitchy.
Yeah.
He's not twitchy at all. He was just totally together and totally cool. It was fantastic.
And you sit there and you wonder. You're like, man. Like, there's got to be something that, like, how are you set up that way?
You thinking maybe medication? Or
something.
There's
he's
something
like
in
down
the...
in the tunnel eating like five Xanax.
No, they grind the Xanax up and put it in his stringy beard, and he absorbs it.
I don't like the beard.
I don't either.
I
don't either.
I think the beard. If I'm counseling him on branding and getting the national TV ads,
when he goes to the Red Sox, Mike.
I hope he'll go
to a handlebar mustache.
I hope they trim the beard.
You know, speaking of rain, I had to go to get dog food last night because we were out, and I'm going through line, and the cart, it's a big 50-pound bag, so the cart has some water on it, and the lady that's checking me out says, oh no, is it raining? And I said, yeah, it just started. And she says, oh, that's a horrible thing. I said, well, no, better rain now than during trick-or-treating. She says, yeah, but what about the Nationals game? I said, it's in Houston. The
under a roof.
The storm is not that big. She yeah. says, oh, I guess so.
She's got an attitude.
She does.
That's the no. hey.
She was thinking.
Fair,
she was thinking, just not a lot.
Mike, I was. It's Wednesday night. I'm at carpool. Happy birthday, 50th birthday to my friend Tim Belcher. Not the Belcher, but Tim Belcher. Yes,
yeah. I see him. I'm a friend of his.
And
did he say alligator?
You walk in and a sea of Nationals fan. Like
very
jammed,
exciting. Yeah, and by the way, every city likes to win. Nobody likes to win like DC. Ooh, do they like to win? You got Nationals. This is 10 years,
we
guys.
We did it, Mike.
Yeah,
this is 10 years. It. This is going to be 10 years worth for all you guys that are on that team. Ryan Zimmerman, get your car dealership now.
Yeah.
No, they pay him so much now, it doesn't matter. They don't have to do anything like the Redskins used to be, like when Joe Jacoby, an offensive lineman, got a car dealership.
Poor guy.
Warrington, right?
Might still have it. Have it down in Warrington.
Yeah.
Jacoby.
Still get ready to get your ass kissed, boys.
It'll be fun. Jeep.
Yeah. And oh, another thing, I love that our hockey team flew out there to hang out.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And do that. A lot of that cross promotion and all that wonderful stuff. So, congratulations.
This is such a great day for the Moody's.
Yeah, the Moody's. To the Moody's.
2019. I'm sorry, but I'm happy for the Moody's, but I'm sorry, Barb. You got to own it. It's either the Nats or the Red Sox, Barb. I mean, you have to at least go public with that.
You have to choose.
You can. I root for different teams, but my my numero uno, where I say this is the greatest. And I think she low keyed it a little bit. I think she low keyed it. And Chuck, did they go to any games together? Are they okay? Just want to make sure.
Someone's got to watch the Beagles.
They took their kids.
Yeah. Congratulations to the Moody.
Yeah, they took their daughter Judy to the game.
Right. I'd like to check Judy Barb's Moody. Credentials and see if Barb has been, integral in getting baseball back to D.C. That's what I'd like to do.
Well, I know this, that a few years ago she was instrumental in keeping the the momentum of the team going by being very affectionate to the team.
Yeah.
She'd hang out at the locker room,
That's gross. That's your joke you just stammered through, for God's sake. Oh, my God. Barb Moody, are you accusing Barb Moody of being a baseball Annie?
Yes, of course.
Are you accusing her of being Susan Sarandon in Bull Durham? Is that what you're insinuating in your ham-handed way there?
But they got them to Houston, got the trophy in their hands.
Rude.
It is rude. Rudy Moody.
Well, that's it. We gotta go to our first break. And on behalf of the Mike O'Mara Show, hey, Ronique, LMAO, ha ha ha.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the horror-thon. And remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it. And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
Happy, happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy, happy Halloween.
I've been asked to tell you that the following show is very scary. You see, there are some crybabies out there, religious types mostly, who might be offended.
Power of Christ compels you!
Look into my eyes. Look.
What have you done to its eyes?
He has his father's eyes.
Mother! Oh, God! Mother!
We're about to unfold the story of Frankenstein. I think it will thrill you. It may shock you. It might even horrify you.
Halloween. And that's the day when millions of children and adults will be dressing up as devils, witches, and goblins to celebrate Satan.
Good, good. We meet again, Count Dracula.
Children of the night, what music they make.
What
been sitting in a pumpkin patch in the middle of the night.
I could have had candy, apples, and gum, but no, I had to listen to you. You
kid. This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios. Happy Halloween, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Our show today brought to you by Third Love.
Yes.
If you need a bra, look no further than Third Love. You will get a perfect fit. Guaranteed, thanks to Third Love and their Fit Finder quiz. Just answer a few simple questions online, and you can find your perfect fit in 60 seconds. Plus, more sizes than most other brands, including their signature half-cup sizes, and you can try it on at home. Third Love bras feature lightweight, super-thin memory foam cups. They actually do mold to your shape.
Yes.
Also, straps that don't slip, tagless labels, no itching, plus the perfect fit promise. If after 60 days, you don't love it, return it, and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. Third Love supports charities in their local San Francisco Bay Area and across the United States. So far, Third Love has donated over $15 million in bras. Carla loves hers. You're going to love your Third Love bra. Third Love knows that there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they're offering our listeners 15% off their first order. Go to thirdlove.com/TMOS right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/TMOS for 15% off today. Have we reviewed last week's, like, picks on the because we
have not done it yet. No,
and then we have to go to our this week's.
Yes,
picks,
yeah, we
right?
have to do all of this. Yes,
lots of picks.
Well, we should probably do it ASAP. Yeah. I should have told you that.
Can
before.
You get Mickey on?
Can we get
Mickey
Nicholas
on the
Diamond
phone?
On,
get
the
him on the
phone here?
Please. Thank you.
Let's do this. All
I know
together.
That he was up very late in Pahrump, Nevada, and
I got a text from him. He was drinking Johnny Walker Blue last night.
Ooh. Yes, he was very, very excited about the big victory. He's a sports fan, not only a handicapper, but he's wonderful. But well, I peeked ahead early in the week.
Oh, did
about
you
about last week's? It week seven? The results. And,
week eight. Last week was week eight.
It was week eight. See, that's why I'm not paying enough attention. Losing interest. I'm losing interest because I'm losing.
You've been distracted.
I've been distracted. Baseball's been my thing. Yeah. Yes. I should pay attention to football. Well, before we get Nikki in here, let's go over the last week's games. I'm not happy.
All right. I actually have an email here, I think, if I'm not
an electronic
mistaken.
Mail?
Yes.
I have it as well.
You do? Okay. I'm sorry, Kamish.
Hi, Kamish.
Please.
I came prepared.
Okay.
As always.
And let me just say, Commissioner, you're doing just an incredible job.
Bang
up job.
Bang
up job.
Thank you very much. I wish your bills did an incredible job.
Oh, my gosh. That was so embarrassing. But that's okay.
Sad.
Sad.
For this week.
Sad.
It is now closer than ever.
Oh!
Because Oscar has fallen to third this week.
Oh!
Finishing at 9-6.
Oh.
Mike in second at 10-5.
Respectable.
And Rob blowing them away at 13-2.
Oh, my
Rob,
God.
Rob came on.
Yay, me.
One.
So overall, we have Mike 67-52, Rob at 74-44, and Oscar 76-42.
Two games out. Yeah. Two games out. I'm on your tail.
Damn.
Why don't I just run down to the bank now?
Michael!
Run down to the bank now. You're out of it. You shouldn't even be playing the game. Right. I don't know why you even bother playing.
Make your picks, Michael.
Yeah, you're just not with it. Come on. Get in with the program, please. All right, well... who knows? Let me go grab my games.
All right. Hey, grab them.
Can we bring Nicholas Diamond in now?
Let's Nikki, bring in Nikki.
Are you there?
Nikki, how do you like that World Series last night, my friend?
Still celebrating, Mike. I have a little connection to the team. I feel like I'm part of this. 2 years ago, I made sweet love to Juan Soto's aunt, Juanita Soto. the bathroom of Nacho Daddy's on Fremont Street. Good time. So I feel like I'm a winner today as well. Champion.
Juanita Solo.
Everybody wins.
Wonderful. Thanks for that lovely anecdote. I know it was very important to you. Nikki, stand by. Feel free to, comment if you feel it need be. Weigh in, but let's get through these. I know you do. That's what we love about you. Go ahead, Matt. Juanita Solo.
Soto,
it's not Solo. No. It's Red Solo Cup. Go ahead, Maddie. I'm ready.
Tonight we have 49ers at Cardinals. 3-2-1.
Niners.
49ers.
Texans at Jaguars. 3-2-1.
Jaguars. Texans.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Bears at Eagles. 3-2-1.
Eagles.
Colts at Steelers. 3-2-1.
Colts. Steelers. You Jets. Guys are going to be surprised.
Jets at Dolphins. 3-2-1.
Jets. Dolphins.
Oh.
Yeah. Kill yourself. You got to watch that game.
Fun gig, isn't it, Nikki? Just like to sit back and just pick the right one. It's working real well, Nikki. I swear to God.
Pick your spots, Mike. It's all about life.
Nikki, there'll be a little Christmas envelope for you, I think. I really do. I'm enjoying the hell out of this. All right, go ahead, Maddie.
All right, Vikings at Chiefs. 3-2-1.
Vikings.
Chiefs.
Titans at Panthers. 3-2-1.
Panthers.
Titans.
Redskins at Bills. 3-2-1.
Redskins.
Ugh, Rob.
Did you pick the Redskins, Rob?
Yeah, it's a good time to be a sports team in this town. You're going to see some momentum happen.
A sports team. A good time to be a sports
sport
team.
Sport games.
What other kind of team would you like them to be other than a sports team?
Team! How about not saying sports team?
Well, you say team, it makes me think of a radio station I don't care for.
Oh, my God. All right. Go ahead, Maddie.
Buccaneers at Seahawks. 3-2-1.
Seahawks.
Lions at Raiders. 3-2-1.
Raiders.
Packers at Chargers. 3-2-1.
Packers. Chargers.
Browns at Broncos. 3-2-1.
Broncos.
Patriots at Ravens. 3-2-1.
Patriots.
Ravens.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do what happens.
And Cowboys. Cowboys at Giants. 3-2-1.
Cowboys.
All righty.
All right.
Is it my, am I correct, Commissioner? Has there been more split picks this week than ever before?
I think so. It's going to be an interesting week.
Yeah, good.
This will be my chance. Strong. My chance to come back.
Sad.
Strong.
Sad.
Good. Sad. What's happening? All right, Nicholas, let's get to you, the Merle, the Carey, the Underwood, whatever they all are. I don't know what
Underwood.
They are. Take it away. Yes.
The Carey Underwood, my famous football pick based on American Idol country singer.
I think he is still celebrating.
Oh, yes.
All right. Take it away, Nikki.
Yes. Knife that man's, key that man's car before he cheats. Good lyric, Carey Underwood. Very positive female power.
Anyway. He's commenting on music now, ladies and gentlemen.
I do it all, Mike. I do it all, baby.
I know you do. I know you do, pal.
The Carey, it's my sleeper pick. You snooze, you win. Take a flyer on Gardner Minshew. What a horrible name. But he's the quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Rookie came out of nowhere. He's going to have a big game versus the Houston Texans. Then a shootout. Gardner Minshew, baby. The Merle. It's a sure thing. The Chicago Bears coming to Philadelphia look like a defeated team. The Eagles are giving five. They're going to roll. The Bears, they could have drafted a Deshaun Watson. They could have drafted Patrick Holmes. They said, no, we'll take Mitch Trubisky. What the hell is wrong with you? The worst quarterback in the league. You got who knows how this works? The Windy City. Get out of here, losers. You're bums. You got nothing.
Wow. Everybody thought they
had
a good team.
And now, the diamond pick of the week.
Here we
the
go, ladies and gentlemen.
Versus the Vikings. The Vikings go to KC. They're going to want to run the ball. They're going to run the ball down their throats with Dalvin Cook. He's in the know and going to light him up.
Oh,
and the Maddie, it's the long shot. You're telling me there's a chance this week on the Mike O'Mara Show. The winner of the picks will be Mike O'Mara.
I'm the man.
He's a champion like the national. I love you, Juanita.
Thank you, Nikki. We got to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, more fun and more thrills, and we'll talk about Halloween because we love Halloween. That's the way it goes. Yeah. Hey, you know, let's. We should send him a little care package.
I think it's. I think that would be why
a
not?
Nice about a overdue. Rocks glass and a bag of ice.
Fantastic idea. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun. Our Halloween discussion right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. All right. We're going to play a game. I need to know why you don't subscribe to the bonus show. Too expensive? Wrong. It only costs pennies a day. Less than your daily latte. Bore on the floor. It's like the regular show? Wrong. It's 60 uninterrupted minutes without commercials and without censorship, so you'll hear words like shit, fuck, cocksucker, and piss used as a verb. Ball on the floor, and you stay on the floor, my little piggy, until you go to MikeOMerrisShow.com and subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. Support the boys, and oink, little piggies, grunt for me. Oink, 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 piggies. Now f*** off and call my helicopter. Wow. That sounded like a little WAVA jingle in
that's
there.
The old, the
what
old,
was that?
That's the old copter stage where I wanted to have a cold out, so I like that at the end
oh,
of it.
Oh, that's his copter that
yeah.
he flew off.
Yeah, you see? Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Remember, you cool. can only you only bleep it if you use it as a verb, Pony.
Yeah, absolutely. That's got to be really weird for people who don't know what that show is about or what that character is.
Yeah, like if Succession well, is like, if you don't have the HBO, you say, yeah. what are they promoting?
Why is he so angry?
The actor is Brian Cox.
Yes.
And he's done a lot of things for years, and he plays the patriarch. Bore on the floor.
Got him.
Thank you very much. We watch it and we do it for our own entertainment. All right, right? Now, piggy. F*** off.
Hey, piggies.
Anyway, that was the final scene in.
Yes.
That was the final episode. That's mm-hmm. what we were talking about. We all got into it. Hey, no better way to celebrate Halloween-y than for me to go to the Ritz-Carlton dentist's office today.
Mm. Hey!
Where they print money. Hmm, that's wonderful. Here, have a piece of a little tube of toothpaste and some dental floss. That'll be $1,000. Thank you very much. Looking forward to it. And here's the thing.
On Halloween. It feels like the wrong day to go to
the
dentist.
I got it 2 o'clock, so I'll be fine. I get back, and then my little man has his golf lesson with his best friend. And then we're going over to their neighborhood, where I will spend an hour and a half of feeling really, really old.
Uh-huh.
Hello, aww. Parents. Hello, normal age parents with children. Oh, your grandson is so adorable. By the way, I'm going to throw this out, and okay. I don't need any funny. I just need real advice.
Yes.
Here.
Yeah.
Carla got him a soldier's outfit, a Marine outfit,
oh. right?
That he looks adorable. Nobody's going to give me crap wow. about that, right?
No. Uh-huh.
I mean, he's a little kid. He's 6 years old,
America,
right?
He can wear that. Mike. You can do what
this
you
is
want.
America.
Yes.
He can wear but I mean, I'm not.
If you were in Bolivia, you could be part of some sort of militia. But
paramilitary.
He's in Florida. He's right. a kid. He wants to be a soldier. That's normal.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Well, right? I'm looking forward to it. Halloween at the dentist's office today. It's going
to
be interesting.
Do you think
it's
they'll give out candy to drum up business?
I'm not sure. Here's the thing with me.
Here's some MF and dots.
I think this is the regular cleaning that I get. Yeah. Where they take the little stuff to you. What do you have in your hand?
I'm bringing out the props for Halloween.
Video. I got to hang up again and go.
Oh, no.
All right, that's fine.
Damn it.
Hang up. Call us
I'll
back.
I'll wait to pull it out. I'll pull it out of my box.
Hey, don't pull it out, man.
Excuse me.
See what's happening.
For those of you at home, I've got a prop.
There we go. All right. Look, ladies and gentlemen, I give you
Mr.
Mike O'Meara. Hello,
is this
hello.
Is this a Halloween-related thing
it is.
You're bringing
it
out
is.
Here?
It is a Halloween-related thing.
People. Oh, there we are. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Hi there.
Yes. All right. So, what do you have there for Halloween?
I'm pulling out a sword.
That's a real sword.
Jeez, it's almost 5 feet long.
From Game of Thrones.
Yes.
As I go, as a
popular show from home box office.
Juan
Mike.
Snow, my wife will be the princess, or what is it, the mother of dragons.
Right.
And Santos is going to be a dragon. And this is a lot of...
Hey, he's become, Mike, he's become one of the guys that dresses up his dog. That's nice.
I didn't...
He loves Halloween. He gets does. A free he pass because yeah. he loves Halloween.
And I'm going to a Halloween party on Saturday, so we needed to get
that is
this
a hell of a sword, Jon right. Snow. That Are you? How much did you? How much did that set you back? That little.
My wife bought it for me, Mike. So I do not know.
Did she go to Party City?
She
or so an HBO pop up store.
I used to have a sword like this. And we were at a Hordoween? I would say 2 years ago.
Right.
And I came back. I think probably around 5 p.m. or 6 p.m., hammered, maybe 7 p.m., whenever.
Sure.
Because it's day drinking for the most part, or afternoon. And I saw the kids across, I would say, on the corner. They were all just playing with their, they're all dressed up because they're all trick-or-treating. And one of the kids ran up to me.
You can put it down now. We've seen the story.
Well, it's light. It's
hey, you know what? I would like
plastic.
To see him.
I know it's plastic.
I'd like to see him hold it by the handle and swing it a little bit.
There you go,
yeah,
Mike.
Could you hold it like Jon Snow would hold it up in battle?
All night. There you go.
Hey! Rob, right
there, Rob, I bequeath thee.
Did you hit him? I can't see, so.
You can't see? Oh, I'm so sorry.
Hitting me harder isn't going to make him see, you jackass.
That's it.
Arise, sirloin of beef.
I gave this away 2 years ago, this whole thing, to a kid on the street who just like, oh, cool sword, but I was like, keep it.
Because you were loaded?
Yes. Yeah, so, that's when you give things away.
Hey, how's he going to keep it?
So my wife's like, let's just go as Jon Snow. I was like, I gave that sword away. I don't know if it's going to work out. This came in the mail yesterday. So we'll be dressing up.
Look at that. Yes. Look at that. That's beautiful. And the Jon Snow authentic
Snow,
costume.
Jon Snow, yeah.
What's that?
Jon Snow.
Jon Snow.
Snow.
Are you modifying the Jon Snow outfit to be Jon Snow at
no,
all?
No, I'm. It's my olive skin. It makes it Jon Snow right away.
Oh, that's it.
Because yeah,
it's not like you're going to wear the whole Jon Snow Game of Thrones outfit with like a sombrero.
No. I wouldn't.
But now,
I wouldn't be tasteless.
Now I'm laughing.
That
you
makes
know what?
It for you?
Yeah.
Seriously, if you really wanted to get laughs,
that's
and
the
maybe
way to do it.
You could do, and you put on, you have everything Game of Thrones. You've got the beard,
yeah.
But then you put a sombrero on and you say, who are you? Why the hat? I'm Jon Snow.
Jon Snow.
That's classic.
Jon Snow.
That, I'm sorry, we're
got,
laughing.
But
he's
see,
not
I don't
do
have
it.
A sombrero.
Of course not
gonna
do it.
No.
Because
you
not
could
every
get a
Latino
sombrero
has
easily.
A sombrero in their house.
No, you could get a sombrero easily. Sombreros are easy to get.
By Saturday,
I could run down.
That.
Man, if you had time, I would run down to Iguanamia, take one off the wall.
I bet they have the nice ones that are like velveteen, right?
They like have the special ones.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Well, they have the ones that people put on when it's their
I'd
birthday.
I'd wear a mariachi one. I'd wear. That's what I would wear.
That would be if you could get one of. I mean, somewhere somebody could get. We should send you a.
No, I can get one, Mike. I know where to get that.
Yeah,
Jon Soto.
But this is, you know what? That's another one you could do. You could do the traditional Star Wars outfit, and then you could be Jon Solo.
Jon Solo.
Jon Solo.
That would be another sombrero-based.
This only works, by the way, for my Caucasian friends. Only works if you're Latin.
That's right. Don't get
yes, you don't do this unless you're a Latin American.
No.
It doesn't
Pony
work.
Can't pull that off.
No, not if
so
I'm
if you
want to
be Jon
later.
Snow and
President
by the way,
Bloom.
Speaking of President Bloom, you were mentioning that
now you see,
he
I
had
would
a Halloween
think,
costume.
I would think that the big Halloween weekend would have been last weekend. And it's weird when Halloween falls on a Thursday because, you know, you got to split it.
Yes.
So I'm wondering if...
I would say that tonight I expect to see people trick-or-treating.
Yeah, of course.
So, and the kids will be out and about. I'll be putting my car in the garage so that my hood doesn't get stomped on
right.
this year.
Again, the anniversary of that.
Yes, anniversary of that. Saturday night.
Saturday, Mike, as you know, as a Catholic, is All Souls Day.
I had no idea.
Which follows All Saints
long.
Day.
In my fallen Catholicism,
Saturday night,
I forgot.
The classic rock station, which I happened upon this week, the Catholic Church has bought a schedule to go to neighborhood graveyards to pray over the souls this Saturday.
Really?
Yes.
Weird.
It is weird.
Well, it's not weird. I'm sorry. I don't want to offend anybody.
I'll be attending.
I think I'm taking care of that on the show.
Well, no, I mean, I think what's weird is the way they're delivering the message. A lot of times, Catholic stations don't advertise on classic rock outlets.
I think you're probably
right. Yeah, I'm sorry, absolutely. But I interrupted.
Oh, no, it's fine. I'll be attending what is an adult Halloween party at our friend Foxworth. So,
you know, when you say that, I always think like you're dropping your key. Oh, you're going, is this Dominique's house?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Oh, this is big time.
This will be big
time.
Is this a big time like costume party?
Does he love Halloween? Is he one of those
this
guys?
This is, I think, the first.
Okay.
Or the first
and
that I made
tonight
the
or is
list
it Saturday
of.
Night?
This is Saturday night.
Saturday yes. night. Okay, good. And, so you have a day of recovery.
Yeah, so I don't think I'll be going one snow because
it would still. Why not?
Well, because I
still, would be funny.
It would be
okay,
funny.
Okay, do you think I would win in that?
I guarantee. Listen, I'm listening. Okay. I'm gonna say what I'm from Game of Thrones. I'm that character. I'm Jon Snow's brother. Juan Snow.
Okay, there you go. Boom, bam, done deal.
It really might work. It really might work.
I know where to get the sombrero.
You could win the contest if there is one.
I heard that they're, you know, even though it's not a public event, it's a private party, but I heard that if you have the best costume, you get a Bentley. That's what I heard. That's it.
I'm sure.
Lightly used. It's used. It's not new.
Nice. So my drill is going to be going to a younger neighborhood, younger people. Yes. It's not young. It's where the kids are.
Right.
And it's great because his best friend, he's going to be trick-or-treating with him.
You've
and,
got a great day laid we'll out for him. There. It's going
to
be great.
Well, these are the kids that I take to golf practice. Right, so I know the father. I see the father every week. So this is cool. This is going to be fun for me. And, you know, I'll just be around being the fat older dad.
But that's also not do. The – this might be the first time that it's not trunk-or-treat. He's actually running around neighborhood.
No, this is really in a neighborhood. I know the neighborhood. Really nice neighborhood. Really excited about this. And I can't wait. I'm really
that's
looking
fun.
Forward
now,
to
although
it.
The
I'm actually looking. We're having a little dinner with this family, and that's going to be cool. It's
although
be
the trick-or-treating will be tonight, and I think that most of D.C. is going to be able to dodge rain if they go out like at about 7 o'clock, bad weather. Some people did celebrate Halloween last weekend, including our own Matt Bloom. And I would like for you to try to guess what his costume was.
Well, I know that he is a fan of Japanese anime.
Yes.
He likes that kind of stuff. So would he have been like a speed racer or something like that?
It is not an anime character, although...
Can you give me a hint?
I will. I will say, although it is not an anime character, it is something that people associate with the Asian countries. Would that be fair, Matt?
Yeah, I think so. That's
Thank you.
Perfectly fair.
Okay.
I need a better hint than that.
All right. It is not a human.
Oh. The Asian country is not a human.
Did he go as like a Pokemon?
No, he was not Squirtle.
What about a bonsai tree? Human.
No, no, it is.
Don't shoot your wad. I want to.
It is not a bonsai tree, and I would say that is going in the wrong direction.
So it's not a tree. It's is it an animal of some kind?
I think pony would make a great tree, but yes, it is. It is an animal.
Oh,
an animal. Japanese associated.
I said Asia, not Asia. Necessarily Japan.
Asia, not yes. Japan.
I got a
associated
good guess.
Associated with Asia. All right, go ahead. Okay. If you have a guess.
Koala bear.
You are very close, but that's the wrong continent, dummy.
Oh.
Wow.
Asian koalas.
Well, that's Asia.
No, it's Australia.
It is.
Oh, that's right. Koala bear. Yeah. Oh, I know.
Yes.
Was he a panda bear?
Yes. Ding, Pony ding, the ding. Panda.
Weird. That's
and,
weird.
And because I wanted to
what are,
wait
it's
and
that
ask
sex
this.
Thing. What do they call it? The furries.
Yeah, I wanted to wait and ask
What do they call it? It's not furries. What do they call it? It is sex culture.
I think it is a furry. I think you're right.
Is it furries?
Yeah. I wanted to wait and ask him this question on air. Were you a sexy panda?
No.
No, come now. Don't sell yourself short.
I absolutely was not.
Describe the outfit,
did you
please.
Did you go with the Hansons?
I did. And the whole thing
were they
came
pandas
from,
too?
They were panda handlers.
No.
Zookeepers. hey, man.
Hey, no. Man, let's give that panda a bath.
Yeah, Mr. Hanson dressed up as Mason Dixon.
Did you have to lick anybody?
No, thank goodness. Well, TJ, but that was...
Oh,
you went to TJ's house?
Yeah, of course.
Was TJ like the old JFK intern?
Yeah, the formerly fat, now sexy TJ.
Oh, I really love that they sexy. Still hang out. This is great.
Is it?
So he lost a lot of weight?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Is he still sexy TJ?
He's a little bit less sexy, but he's still sexy.
Hey, TJ.
Was it a...
That is the meanest
look,
thing.
Look, the dude is a party animal. I know he skipped a Mike O'Mara show event or a Don and Mike event to go to a DC 101 Chili Cook-Off.
Yes. And also, history will bear me out. One of the most difficult tasks I've ever had in all my years of radio was writing a recommendation letter for him.
Were there a lot of people at the party?
Yeah, it was pretty packed. I saw all sorts of people of all age groups, and that there was one guy who showed up. He's a diabetic. He showed up to the party and he said, "Oh, I'm feeling kind of weird. Maybe I should take some insulin. I think I'll go home and have my insulin." Like, this kid showed, he's a diabetic and he didn't bring his insulin. It was the craziest, weirdest party I've ever been to.
That's a great story.
Okay, man, now, I'm sorry I missed it.
I thought you were going
to... But he made it feel like I was there.
Did anybody... You have three professional storytellers that were like waiting for the punchline of the story.
Yeah, was he insulin? Did he shoot up? Like, what was the...
The story basically was a guy that needed insulin.
This is about how crazy and weird the people at the party were.
Did you have any props for your panda costume? Did you have like bamboo?
No.
No.
Why the panda? Why the panda?
It's stupid. We were just hanging out one night, and they were like, we need costumes for TJ's party. And I was drunk, and they just put the computer in front of me and said, pick one. And I said, all right. And I just picked the panda.
Wow, that's the stories are...
I mean, it's really right, not that entertaining.
The stories are just a mile a minute. It would have been funnier. You know, imagine how great it would have been if the panda peed insulin. Wouldn't that have been great?
It would have been wonderful. Would have been
fantastic. Good callback. Yeah, good.
All right. Join us again for Pony's Stories right here on the Mike O'Mara.
He has a great story about a trick-or-treater that came to his door. He gave him candy, and then he left.
Everybody was wearing costumes, and one guy was wearing like a big furry costume, and he really started to sweat, so he got really sweaty.
The end.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, the mailbag.
Oh, good.
Yes.
What if I told you there was one man unlike any other? What if I told you there was one man who wanted all the fans? What if I told you that the fan man with everything could lose it all? What if I told you that Dan the Fan Man couldn't be happy until he got his Dan the Fan hands on every fan that his Dan the Fan hands could handle? Listen to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show to hear the whole story on Dan the Fan Man, overcoming his addictions to methamphetamines and getting to the top. Now airing on ESP Fan.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Public Rec. Think about your favorite old pair of sweats. Comfy, but you don't wear them out.
No.
You don't want to be seen in them. Come on there. They're like your jammies for the house. Wouldn't you like to have comfortable, all-day, everyday pants from Public Rec? These are pants that close the gap between a stylish pair and comfortable wear. Featuring custom-made performance fabric and a tailored fit, the perfect pair for guys on the go. They're the first sweats that have waist and inseam sizing, so whether you're short, tall, or somewhere in between, they fit perfectly. Mine just arrived about a month ago. I already love them. The house, you can wear them out. You can wear them around the house. They're perfectly comfortable wherever I go. They're called All Day Every Day for a reason, because they are perfect anytime. 9 colors to choose from. They're incredible. You're going to love them, too. Here is an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Go to publicrec.com/TMOS and get 10% off your first pair of their all-day, everyday pants. Automatically apply to checkout. Plus, free U.S. shipping and free returns. Don't miss this rare opportunity to get a discount. That's Public Rec, rec spelled R-E-C for those of you that don't know, .com/TMOS for 10% off. No sweat, and we thank you. Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, we could talk about us all day long, but we're going to talk about you because it's not about us. It's time for the mailbag for Thursday, Halloween, October 31st, and we are delighted to have you with us. Let's get right to it. Good morning, all. Our first letter says, 2 years ago, my birthday occurred only a week after my dad's passing. Last year, I observed my birthday with bandages on my face after having a basal cell carcinoma removed from my cheek.
Oh, no.
Wow. This year so far, I'm unscathed on my birthday week.
So far.
Well, I guess you'd get a complex. And I'm hoping to escape injury at the Vegas show in a couple of weeks. All right. As I celebrate my 52nd birthday this weekend, I'd like to give a gift to Rob. I'm the guy who sent the Jerry Lewis paraphernalia. Like the pants?
Yeah, the pants.
Same guy?
The pants.
And let him choose his favorite Jerry clip to play. I'll see y'all in a few weeks. By the way, pack a sweater. It's been chilly here lately.
Oh, ooh, that'll be chilly fun. Willy.
Yeah.
I'll enjoy that. Bob Nelson in Las Vegas, Nevada. What's your Jerry clip?
So many I could play, but one always pops to mind from Telethon. This is Labor Day 2010, Mike, when there was a popular musical show on the Fox Network.
One of the nicest programs that I have had the good fortune of seeing is a program on television now that's called Glee.
Oh, I remember
Glee.
That.
Glee. And also, don't forget, he didn't just send pants. He also sent a throw pillow and a cheese knife.
There you go. Thanks for stopping by, Bob. Next letter says, I know you guys don't do as many birthday announcements anymore, but I would be remiss if I did not point out that October 25th was the 107th birthday of the Squire, Jack Kent Cook. Yes, you're absolutely right. I cannot. We had Buck answer.
I know, it's his favorite.
That I do.
Favorite.
Best to you from Brian O'Donnell, and congratulations to the Washingtonals for their fabulous victory. Brian O'Donnell, Allen, Texas.
Don't you think if the Squire was around, the victory would have made him mad?
God damn it. Snyder would have been a junior executive.
Exactly.
Snyder, bring one of those to me. Next letter says, hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, Maddie, and all the talented interns. It's Susan again, the distant relation of Wayne Newton. I recently attended a business meeting in Leesburg, Virginia. Our group represents aviation-related businesses that have successfully obtained over $323,000 in scholarships for high school students. So the aviation business.
Oh, yeah, we have a little. We have a Leesburg
aviation
airport out there.
Nation.
Little guy.
During this meeting, Kim Yeager, who represents the academies of Loudoun, was offering an improvement to next year's essay process. When she finished talking, I told her, I think a guy on my favorite podcast had a daughter that went to the academies of Loudoun. She immediately replied, Julius Spiewak. And yes, I listened to his podcast too. That's wonderful.
Isn't that great?
Wow.
She then told me how incredibly talented, poised, and mature Julia is, and showed me a picture of her from her phone. I was bowled over. Julia is beautiful.
Aww.
Yes, she is. Rob made great babies. His son's a good-looking kid, too. Rob, you and your wife should take a victory lap for raising such a fine young lady. You have every right to be a proud papa. Best, Susan from Frederick. P.S. I asked Kim if I could mention her name, and she approved this message. That's wonderful.
Everything's still
cool with VCU?
Not only is it cool, I got a voice call. The second voice call from my daughter from college, not a text. She actually phoned me, had a great conversation last night. I told her about this letter, and she was very excited because she said, Kim Yeager is magnificent.
That's great.
She's doing great down there.
She's happy. I'm glad. Dennis Guevara writes, can we bring Jennifer back? What's she up to? Miss her. We love Jen. Guess what? I'm going to try to get Jennifer. It's a long story. She'll tell you if I could talk her into coming into the studio tomorrow.
You indicated the last time her name came up, she hasn't been well?
It's not that.
Oh, good. Well, that's good, right?
It's. Look, I don't want to violate a confidence, but she has gone under the knife.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah,
because you know it's her favorite time of year, Oscar. She's a big pumpkin spice girl.
She loves lattes.
Does, yeah.
Love, whole house smells like pumpkin, right? I didn't say anything.
Oh, my, she's right there. Now. Wow.
I didn't say
behind anything. Behind the scenes.
In the outer office.
Not like Mike can do the show by himself.
Next letter says, hi there, guys. I was attending a conference in Spokane, Washington last week, and our hotel had a display case containing memorabilia for the city's famed son, Bing Crosby.
Did you know he's a Spokane boy?
I had no idea.
Yeah.
In another time, I would have seen Bing's Fisherman Father of the Year trophy for 1957 and never thought twice. Our listeners are goddamn funny.
They are.
Instead, I just kept picturing Bing saying, hey, Nathaniel, look real close at my trophy here. Get in real, real close now. And whack! Right in the eye. He didn't beat Nathaniel.
We are a twisted show.
No. Nathaniel was the second batch. Yeah.
It was the second kids. He didn't do it.
Right.
I don't think he did. I felt delightfully horrible. All the best of the crew, Mason. Yeah. And he sends a picture of Bing's Fisherman Father of the Year trophy.
Awfully specific, don't you think?
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, yes, sir. Bah, 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 boo. Got a big old brown trout. Isn't that fantastic? Next letter says, hi, guys. I know you enjoy a good DJ name, especially when they're a team. Just a heads up. Evidently, there is a show on the Sirius XM PGA Tour channel called Gravy and the Sleaze.
That is classic.
That's Sleaze with two E's.
Yes, of course.
The more you know, hugs and smooches, Jason Griffin Hagenson. Hey, boys, a couple of weeks ago, the topic of Edgar Allan Poe and the Ravens came up on the show. The Ravens or the Ravens?
No, we remember we were talking about why Baltimore would have a team called the Ravens.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go. Yeah. Right. It's a tribute to Edgar Allan Poe. It got me thinking. Nobody knows what Poe's voice sounded like, since he died years before the invention of the phonograph. But we do know that Poe lived in Baltimore, and we know and we know what everyone in Baltimore sounds like. So later that night, while swimming laps, the voice of Balmer Billy Sikorsky popped into my head. Quoth de Raven nevermore. I snorted a nose full of water and started laughing so hard I couldn't swim. The tap, tap, tap at my door. Well, who is that there, the Raven? The ghost of Balmer Billy, Eddie Allan Poe. And he could recite some excerpts for the Raven. That might be happening.
Well, happy actually, Halloween. Mike, if you read ahead, there might be a few verses put on paper for you.
All right, here we go. All right, very good.
Over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded nearly napping, suddenly there came a tap, tap, tapping, as if someone gently rapping. Rapping at my chamber door. "'Tis some visitor," I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. "'Only this and nothing more. Ah, distinctly I remember, it was in a bleak December, and each separate dying member, I'm sorry, dying ember,
ember,
wrought its ghost upon the floor.
Can you imagine?
Eagerly I wished tomorrow. Vainly I had sought to borrow from my book surcease of sorrow. Sorrow for the lost Lenore. For the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels had named Lenore, nameless here evermore. This is Balmer Eddie Poe.
Eddie Poe. Edgar Allan, what's your there last you name? Go.
Eddie Poe.
Oh, I see.
Edgar Allan Poe. There came a mysterious tap, tap, tapping. And it ain't an Andy Bow delivery. Here we go. Evermore.
Great.
Love
mailbag.
You, Lenore. Fantastic. Thank you. Great letters. We will take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here. Eddie Allan Poe.
Oh.
Had a whole football team named after him.
Go.
Mike and Oscar pick them to win this week. Yeah, they better do it. All right. We'll be right back.
With that new renovation show on the TV, everybody's talking about the Brady Bunch again. So, do you remember me? I'm Sam the Butcher. I used to provide Alice with my meat. Oh. If you want some groovy fun, make sure to subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Show Bonus Hour, a 6-episode of TMOS every week that's ad-free, uncensored, and the content is as juicy as medium-rare sirloin. Luckily, the TMOS Bonus Show is totally vegan, yet keto-friendly. I don't know what that means, but it sure sounds good. Duh. Just click the link at MikeOMaraShow.com and grab that bonus content so you can support TMOS. Next time, I'll tell you about the time Mr. Brady came into the shop and bought some foot-long hot dogs and then reached under my apron. I let him do it. The 70s were wild. Just ask Ann B. Davis. She could go all night.
Oh.
The bonus show. Sink your teeth into it. Right, Alice?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's.
Harry's.
Humans have been shaving for over 5,000 years. By the way, did I miss the Harry's earlier? Is that what happened? Is that why
yeah,
I
we skipped a spot, but you know what? We're okay.
Did we when we broke off for that thing? Is that when we missed the spot?
We missed one spot because we were so excited to talk about the Boar on the Floor promo.
Yeah.
We lost it, but you know what? We're okay.
We're good.
All right. Let me tell you about Harry's. I use Harry's every day. Men have been shaving since, cave days. Shark teeth, the first copper razor. Great shave always comes down to one simple factor. De blades, hon. The ancient Greeks didn't need flex balls or heated handles, and neither do you. That's why Harry's doesn't add gimmicky features to their razors. Harry's is a return to the essential quality and durability at a fair price, $2 a blade. Harry's is also super convenient. Blade refills are delivered directly to your door on your schedule with or without a subscription, and your satisfaction 100% guaranteed, backed by a full refund. I never start my day without my Harry's, never. So be like me and join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Claim your special trial offer by going to harrys.com/TMOS. Our listeners can redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. You get the weighted ergonomic handle, firm grip, It's wonderful. Five-blade razor with lubricating strip, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. So go to harrys.com/TMOS to start shaving better today. We love our Harrys, and you will too.
News.
News.
Boo.
Do you think, Mike, if Harry's had been around 150 years ago, Edgar Allan Poe would have had a mustache? I think he would have taken it right off.
You know, I think you'd have to ask him, Rob, find out exactly what he's doing there with that tap, tap, tapping.
Nevermore!
Well, we've mentioned it throughout the show today. The Washington Nationals won the World Series last night after beating the Houston Astros 6-2 in Game 7. Steven Strasburg was named the MVP. The Astros, I'm really kind of surprised it wasn't Anthony Rendon.
The beard lost it for him.
Beard.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the MVP, Strasburg. The Astros had been big favorites coming into the series, especially considering the Nationals lost Bryce Harper to free agency last winter. And if I read another Bryceless post,
yes,
I was going to barf in my mouth.
Mike, here's the end of the game where they won 7-2.
3-2. Here it is! The Washington Nationals are world champions for the first time in franchise history.
And a man you enjoy, Dave Martinez.
A bunch of relentless, resilient bunch of guys, man. They love to play the game. Today we were down, but they never thought they were out. Just a testament to these guys. I mean, they fought all year long, and guess what? We stayed in the fight. We won the fight!
And if you want pure excitement, and if you saw the end of the game, it was just palpable. Here's Theodore Lerner.
And the dream came true, and we did it for the fans of Washington. It meant great. And we look forward to continued success in the future. Thank you.
There he is. There's the honor brought DC Baseball. We appreciate that. Some facts from the World Series include, for the first time in pro sports history, the away team won every single
game. That's crazy, isn't it?
Every single game in the seven-game series. The Nationals are the second team in MLB history to win the World Series after being at least 12 games below 500. Wow.
Bad start
middle
to the
of the
season.
The middle of the season, they're not even in the hunt. You're not even thinking about that. So very, very cool. Great for the game of baseball. I enjoyed every minute of it. It's time for the annual Forbes.com list of the 13 top-earning dead celebrities. Once again this year, Michael Jackson is number one. He's topped the list 9 of the 11 years since his death in 2009. Here's this year's spooky top 13, along with their estimated earnings over the past 12 months. I'll just give you the top 10.
Okay.
Nipsey Hussle, $11 million. Prince, $12 million. Marilyn Monroe, $13 million. John Lennon, $14 million. Mm-hmm. Theodore Dr. Seuss Geisel.
Doctor is not a medical doctor, Oscar.
Oh, yeah.
No.
$19 million. Bob Marley, $20 million. Dead since 81.
The comedian?
Not that. He's alive.
That's what I thought.
Arnold Palmer, $30 million. Peanuts creator Charles Schulz, $38 million. Elvis Presley, there he is, Rob, at number two with
$39 million. Yeah, a lot of that came from my pocket.
1977, and Michael Jackson, $60 million dead since 2009. His total is down from $400 million last year because 2018 included the $287 million his estate made from the sale of his stake in EMI Music Publishing.
You know what's really weird? What's weird about that list is that the number one guy on the list is son-in-law to number two.
Yeah, very odd.
Oh, isn't that weird? I really have to always sort of make that sit in my brain because it's so f***ed up.
You know,
it really is.
Whoa. You played Thriller before,
and
it just, I get a pang of that. It's still, when you talk about a Halloween classic, it's just, anyway.
I go back and forth as to whether or not I should play it.
I do too, but I like hearing it. Meg Ryan was spotted without her engagement ring over the weekend. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. No, what are we going to do?
It's good news for Matt Bloom.
There are now reports that she and John Mellencamp, I forgot she was hanging with John Mellencamp. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Wasn't Meg Ryan married to Dennis Quaid at one point?
Yeah.
Dennis Quaid?
Yeah.
And they started dating John Cougar and Meg Ryan.
That's good, Mike. John Cougar.
John Cougar and Meg Ryan.
Yeah, John Cougar, the guy with the tail.
It's Halloween.
Always the tail. They started dating in 2011, broke up in 2014. They got back together a few years later and got engaged last November. Us Weekly says Meg broke things off because she's, quote, had enough. It doesn't say what. Just had enough of. But during an interview a few years ago, John said, quote, she hates me to death. I think it's because I'm a child. I throw fits. I gripe. I complain. I'm moody. Well, I mean, all men are.
Yeah. Who knows? But he's small. That. He's like top of a wedding cake small. He's a little guy. So probably that might have something to do with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a little guy. Yeah.
That's a good
thing. How do you know this?
He's short.
I don't know this. I don't know celebrity
heights. I seen him on CBS this morning. I think it was Diane Sawyer towered over him.
Yeah, little guy. Yeah. Little guy. That's why he would have sung a big ditty about Jack and Diane.
He was sucking on a chili dog.
Outside of the Tasty Freeze. Do you have people in your life who you're always waiting on?
What?
Because they're always late. Oh. Like, you know,
let's
anybody?
Say, well, weird. What? Let's say you had like a standing thing for 10 years that started
what
at 9 a.m.
What douche would do that to their friend?
I have no idea.
Makes people so annoyed. Well, here's the bright side. There's a bright side.
There's,
are you ready?
Upside.
At least they're happy.
Oh, that's true.
According to a study.
So true.
Somebody's happy.
I hate reading this.
But mostly I like to drink it.
According to a study out of Harvard Medical School, people who are always running late tend to be happier and healthier than the rest of us. Carla, I'm on the air right now. I called you during that.
Well, you know, we are running a little late. She probably thought we were done.
Thank you. They live longer, too, so apparently they're even late when it comes to dying.
Late to heaven.
Why is being late so mentally healthy? The researchers say it's because people who are always late tend to have an extra sense of calmness, and it adds years to their lives.
Oh, wow.
You know, that actually makes sense, because I know you and I we share this ship. If I am, like, pulling into Georgetown and it's 20 minutes later than
I think
should be.
When you're late, I think you're going to have a heart attack. I think you're going to have a heart attack when you come in.
Test it.
It's horrible.
Hate it.
Look at him. Look at him over there.
I know. He's happy as can be.
Rolls in. Apologies.
Yeah.
See you later. Anyway, he's going to live longer.
Apologies, fellas. You like my sweatshirt?
Congratulations. Now,
I was on time today.
Yeah, because you were buying the sweatshirt.
A little something something. Now, a 31-year-old guy named Glenn Grays was driving in Brooklyn on Saturday when he started road raging and cut off another car. And he was so mad that he even pointed his gun out the window at that car. But here's what he didn't realize. The car was full of undercover cops.
Oh, no.
So they pulled Glenn over, arrested him. Glenn's a mailman, and he was wearing a USPS uniform, the postal uniform, when he was arrested. He's been charged with possession of a firearm and menacing. He also
That's
has
a thing?
Cat. Yeah, he also has a cat. His cat's name is Mayhem. I might try to do that tomorrow, too. Mayhem in it. Mayhem. There you go. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault. Rob Spiewak right here.
Hello, this is Matt Bloom.
Yay!
You know, Pony Boy.
Panda.
Yeah,
we wanted Meg to Ryan. Bring some sizzle
Insulin.
To the mailbag. So they brought
Stories.
Me in, Mr. Excitement, to really get you guys riled up. If you want to get in on the red hot action, just send an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com. That's Rob with two B's. I hate mail. It's too slow. I crave action. So if you have a question or comment, send it along. And now, time for a nap.
Thank you. The great storyteller himself. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by our bonus package.
Back on tour.
He didn't have any insulin.
Hey, this guy came
and
he was
bring
diabetic.
It with him. How weird are people?
Hey, you didn't hire me to talk, okay?
Oh, I'm just saying. Yes, mix it up.
That's it.
Oh, gosh. Welcome back to the show. Brought to you by, as I mentioned before, our bonus packages.
Yes.
What's the matter, Muscles? So sad. You look like Lassie carrying a cantaloupe. Truly melancholy. Melancholy, get it? Are you sad the World Series is over? Are you sad your team lost? Well, at least be happy that it went 7 games and there's always next year. Cheers for the winner. Sorry to the runner-up. But we always knew that the city that ends on the letter T-O-N would win. Hooray for dominance. Speaking of T-O-N, the TMOS bonus show. What? Editor's note, this copy was written last night at the top of the fourth inning.
So I said that I knew that whoever won the World Series, the team would end, the city would end in T-O-N.
That's very good.
Yeah.
The TMOS bonus show gives you a ton of entertainment. It's a bullpen of comedy that you can depend on with Mike, Oscar, Rob, Maddie, and Tubby Boots. I mean, Pony. It's Tubby Boots. It's a commercial-free, unscripted, no-holes-barred sixth episode of TMOS. Okay. Screaming Jay Hawkins.
Great record.
The TMOS bonus show brought to you by the MacArthur Theater, a classic DC movie house that opened on Christmas Day 1946 at the 4800 block of MacArthur Boulevard in our town, downtown Washington, D.C. Fun fact, it hosted the world premiere of Star Trek, the motion picture, in 1979.
True.
But if you want to catch a flick at the MacArthur, Scotty may need to beam you up because it's been a CBS since 1997. Forget the popcorn and buy some Band-Aids at the MacArthur Theater where the stars get their flu shots. Old deceased businesses. No shortage of these promos forever. And
I drive by the MacArthur Theater every day. It's right there at MacArthur and Reservoir, and it still has the marquee that says MacArthur Theater, and it looks like a time machine, and then right below it, CVS.
Isn't that something? Let's open up the audio vault for today, Thursday, Halloween, October 31st, 2019. Get your Band-Aids at the theater.
Mike, it's where the stars get their flu shots. Last time I get to play it this year.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Luke Bryan, wishing you a very happy Halloween.
Boo. Thanks, Luke. And also, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't play this for Oscar.
Have a happy Halloween.
He loves that. He loves the little things.
Because you're mad.
All right. This is funny. Have you ever seen the old publicity picture of The Rock where he still has hair and he's wearing a black turtleneck
and a
gold chain and mom jeans?
He's got
jeans.
Kind of bad hair. Too.
Yeah, and it's
like
bad hair.
A bad 80s do.
To promote the new Jumanji, they did a short film that is a panic. It's so funny. Kevin Hart is in that outfit and he goes trick-or-treating at The Rock's house. And it goes a little something like this.
Trick-or-treat.
Why are you dressed like that?
Because it's my costume. All you gotta do is go to the costume store and say, make me look stupid.
Don't stand like that.
Bro, that's
the problem.
How you stood.
That's not how I stood. I didn't stand like that. Look, what do you want?
The kids say you're giving out the good stuff.
I am giving out the good stuff. I'm not giving it to you.
I said trick or treat.
Okay. You want some candy?
Yes.
Oh. Hey, you want the king size candy?
Yeah.
No, you don't get that at all. Here's what you get. It's bite size, tiny, mini, like you.
I don't want that.
Put this in your fanny pack.
Maybe next year you don't try to save money on your decorations around here. Hey, kids! Dwayne and Rock Johnson is giving out raisins and pennies. This sucks.
Okay.
Stupid house. Okay.
Hey, Kevin! Happy Halloween!
It is a shameless show for Jumanji, but it is so funny because they do cut back and forth to the actual picture of The Rock. So great.
I'd like to see that.
So I gave Oscar some grief about he's now a guy that dresses his dog up, but a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. And this is a piece of tape that was trending yesterday. An Australian Shepherd is dressed as an ambulance, which is basically a box that fits over the dog. One of the things is the ambulance has a siren, and the dog doesn't like the siren. More howling. Mike, you love when dogs howl.
I love howling.
So this is an Australian Shepherd dressed as an ambulance.
He's like, ah.
People are funny. That's why they did it.
I love
that. That's the whole reason
dog.
They did it. That's awesome. I love that.
Friday last week, we lost John Witherspoon, a stand-up comic and an actor that you would recognize if you saw him. He's perhaps best known as playing Ice Cube's dad in the movie Friday, and he was a very, very funny man.
Great comedian.
Sorry that I didn't get to this sooner, but I want to play a clip of him from Friday. He plays a very angry dog catcher.
Okay. Every time I come in the kitchen, you're in the kitchen, eating up all the food. Mm-hmm. Now, when I went to bed last night, didn't I tell you to take out the trash?
Yeah.
So why didn't you do it?
I fell asleep.
I wish you were sleeping right now. I'll knock you upside your head with a left hook, wake up and take out that damn trash. Hey, what are you doing?
I'm throwing this away.
You know how many stinking dogs I gotta catch to fill that big bowl you got there, boy? 45, 50 dogs. Stinking, nasty dog, and 12 of them little stinking things they call a chihuahua.
So that's for Frankie.
Good. I'm glad you played a clip for him.
I like he's a funny guy. This is sad but important that we play. We're not going to close on this, but I want to make sure you hear this. This is sad to me because Alex Trebek is still fighting the fight, and he actually filmed a PSA to raise awareness for pancreatic cancer. Mm. This is the first time I've heard him sound like he is being affected by it. So I want you to listen to this message and know that if you have any of these symptoms, look into it, and if you can help out, please do.
In nearly every country, pancreatic cancer is the only major cancer with a 5-year survival rate in the single digits. Now, in order to help patients fight and survive this disease, more attention and awareness are needed. I wish I had known sooner that the persistent stomach pain I experienced prior to my diagnosis was a symptom of pancreatic cancer. Together, we can get it done.
Love that he's just staying in the fight.
He is, and he has not lost the fastball as far as Jeopardy.
No.
He's still funny, and we watched it last night, and he's doing a good job. And I don't care, you know, when he steps off the stage.
No, I don't care.
I think that that's his decision. And I think that hopefully the Suits and the people that produce that show are going to be mindful of that. And I think he's a savvy dude. I think he's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
And who knows? Let's still hope for the
best. Wish him all the best. Yes. As someone who's had a very happy ending to a cancer story, I'd love to see when that happens. So if you can help out, please do. Let's close on something much lighter. Tonight, trick-or-treaters will be coming to your door. Don't treat them the way Larry David does on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Trick-or-treat.
How old are you?
13. Yeah.
You look more like 16 or maybe even 17.
No, 13.
Can we just have You're 13?
Yeah. Candy?
Where's your costumes?
I'm being my sister.
You're being your sister?
This is my teacher.
You're a teacher,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So can we get
Boy,
some
I'd
candy,
like
Grandpa?
To get
yeah,
seat
no,
in your
can
class.
We have our candy?
I don't think so.
Are you kidding? It's Halloween.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it doesn't mean that you're entitled to just go around to people's homes and bilk them out of candy.
I love the notion that you say trick or treat. He says, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Happy Halloween, everybody. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday.
Have a wonderful Halloween. Stay safe, everybody. I hope you have a spectacular time. We will be back tomorrow with our fabulous Friday show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Insulin.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
If I thought you were my friend, I just don't think I could bear it.
I want you not to go too far.
I'm just beginning.
Bow to your sensei.
Bow to your sensei!